T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ryan Rutko is with us. Yes Network, ESPN, and DAZN. He's got every job covered. He is the man. He's joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ryan, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, Ryan. And, you know, I've been saying it seems like we finally have a baseball season. But, with these sides hating each other so much, I don't know. I'm not ready to be 100% all in yet. Until the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, I could still see it falling apart. Do you have any of those fears here?
Well, you know what? Honestly, my fears or my lack of conviction in being totally convinced a season will or won't happen has less to do with the relationship between league and union and more to do with the spread of the virus in
sure.
key locations right now, and I just think that because of that, you could have what appears to be a totally amiable relationship like what we've seen in the NBA or the WNBA in real collaboration and an outstanding plan, and you could still have questions just because the virus dictates sort of where the next steps go. So I do think ultimately both sides understand the big picture implications of not having a season and especially not having one because of an internal labor struggle rather than because of a global pandemic. So I don't think that's going to prevent them from playing, but has the, progression of the virus in some of those, key areas, has it changed the way some of the protocols might be looked at or players' feelings? Maybe. And that would give me a little pause, even though I still think, push comes to shove, they'll find a way to play.
You think it's a fair deal for the players, what they're taking?
Yeah, I think that I don't know if I would be – I don't know if I'd know what is or isn't fair right now, because in order to fully grasp, it's hard for me to – fully assess what's fair or what's not fair because, I don't know the exact economic breakdown and how, these teams and are affected financially, by not having fans in the stands from a sport that's, primary source of revenue seems to be attendance rather than television, unlike, say, a sport like football. Having said that, I do feel that it's short-sighted for either side, really, but especially in this case, the owners, to not realize that whatever money it might cost them to put on a season would pale in comparison to the ding that the league would take by not having one at all and the residual effects in years to come. So, is this deal fair for the players? I'm not totally sure if it is or if it isn't, but I think that both sides probably were going to feel a little bit like left out or wanting more just because of the economic picture they're dealing with.
I think it's a good point. I think what you say there about being short-sighted, I think we've seen a lot of that, especially from the owners, to some degree from the players right at the end, I think, but certainly from the owners. You're right. I mean, like, they'll make up this money, whether it's eventual expanded playoffs, whether it's adding two teams to the league, whether it's cutting payrolls. They will find this money back, whether it's advertising on the jerseys. But I think the squabbling at the end over, in the grand scheme of things, small details, seems to be very short-sighted, especially the owners, but on both sides to some degree, Ryan.
Well, yeah, I mean, and, you know, you also, all right, if you had to, you could end up selling, you know, more minority stakes in your team, right? And that's become a very in vogue thing to do with these franchises because it's become, you know, such a safe investment and one that has, you know, a ridiculous multiple return, right, in a short amount of time, the way that the sports industry has boomed. So, I mean, there are paths to, you know, recouping that money that I think are much easier to lay down than the path to recouping the interest and trust of the fan base and, you know, the collective energy around the sport if you were to not have a season at all. And, you know, while I certainly understand it is a business and, you know, you want to do something that feels more like a partnership between league and players that both sides can feel like, okay, we're making the best out of a, you know, an unusually poor economic situation compared to what we're used to.
Ryan, I do think, to your point, I think both sides do know that you're going to do terrible damage if there's no season at all. But I think, like, I'm a diehard baseball fan, so I'm going to be a sucker and I'm going to watch anyway. But I do think they've already probably turned off some casual fans and blown a chance to get a month of the calendar to themselves to entrench those fans in. Do you think they've done that, or am I going too far?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I don't know if they've turned off fans. By the way, sorry for my service. I have no idea why it's poor.
It's weird.
But I don't know about that. What I think is more so it was a missed opportunity, right? Like, I don't know that they would have been able to play earlier because of the virus, but had they sort of had a different public rhetoric and a different level of partnership, you would have at least had, you know, a narrative of, you know, hey, baseball's the first sport back. If they would have been able to pull that off, they're going to give the country something to watch when we really need it. We really could use it. And instead, you've got a completely different rhetoric that just feels like acceptance rather than, you know, excited momentum.
Ryan, when you look at just this whole situation, how much damage has been done to the fans already, and can it recover? I mean, when baseball comes back, maybe people forget. I don't know. But, like, people are angry. There's some pissed off fans right now because of all this stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know how much long-term damage there is in that sense because when the game's on, you're going to watch, right? Like, if you're a Yankee fan, you're still going to watch. I think the risk was more so if they didn't come back. You know, I think the fact that they have found a way to still get on the field will mostly alleviate any of that worry. I think they just missed the opportunity to be like the catalyst for sports return. And so maybe, you know, for the non-hardcore baseball fan, it, you know, it further hurts sort of the stigma around these negotiations in this league. But I think people are still going to watch, and they're going to watch excitedly. And you know what? Even though it's going to be this short season that feels maybe a little bit more like exhibition-y, it may also prove to be really exciting because, you know, you can't have a 6-game losing streak and still win 100 games, right? I mean, every single game is going to matter, and it's going to create a different level of import than we usually see night in, night out for regular season baseball games.
What's it going to be like with no fans? And what's it going to be like for you calling a game with no fans?
It's going to be weird, man. It'll definitely be weird. I think our plan would be like we're in at the stadium for home games and, you know, calling off a monitor for road games, but with no fans, you know, in either place. You know, I do wonder in some of these cities if at some point you might be able to have a certain portion of the crowd in the stands, even if they have to wear masks, socially distanced because you're outside. You know, I think it'd be hard for the NBA or the NHL to return with fans until we have, you know, some sort of viable treatments or vaccine, or do, you know, actually see the virus truly dissipate because of herd immunity. But with baseball and football, I wonder if at some point, even if the virus still has some sort of presence, you might see fans outside, you know, socially distanced, wearing masks and that possibility. I know it's not being talked about yet, but it's something I've wondered about myself, whether or not it might be a possibility. and I'll be curious to watch it. But I think, you know, as a play-by-play guy, it just puts even more of an onus on you to bring the requisite energy, because you're not going to have the crowd amplifying, right? So you need to make sure that, you know, just with your voice, you're able to properly illustrate the excitement and the tenor of these moments without having, you know, the background singer, so to speak, that you usually have that play a key role in the energy that the fan feels watching.
Ryan Rucco with us, Yes Network, The Zone, ESPN. Ryan, you know, last thing I wanted to hit on, I've been making a big deal about this, and it's not going to happen now, but I think we're headed there. And, you know, what's gotten lost in the conversation about, you know, the fact they were going to try to expand playoffs to 16 teams. As a longtime baseball fan, I can't believe this is not being talked about, the negative effects of that. I understand, again, short-sighted, it's going to make some more money. But the thing that makes baseball special to me, one of the things, is that the regular season, even though it's extremely long, it's extremely meaningful, because it's not easy to make the playoffs like it is in basketball and hockey, where half the league makes it, more than half. If you make 16 teams go to the playoffs in baseball, you have totally diminished the value of the regular season. I hate that, and I don't hear that being talked about at all. What do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you're right to obviously have those feelings, and you know, 8 might be a little bit much, but I do also think this. Remember, you know, there were people who felt that way when we went to the wild card, right? And all, you're diminishing the regular season, and obviously, you know, that's turned out to be, I think, by and large, a great thing, an entertaining thing, and something that hasn't diminished, you know, the competitiveness of the regular season. You know, then the second wild card, oh, yeah, how can you add another team? You know, I think that's been mostly an exciting thing, and it's actually only expanded the scope of teams you get excited about in the regular season and meaningful games, you know? And I think you'd almost weigh it this way if you're baseball. Like, is the majority of your fans tuning into regular season games night in and night out because they mean something? Because wins and losses are, you know, so dire, or because they love that team? And if it's, you know, the former, then are you gaining more from an entertainment and a fan standpoint by having more expanded playoffs? Because I understand what you're saying, and there certainly is like a different feeling of achievement, right? Making the playoffs in baseball versus making the playoffs in basketball.
Right.
But are you really, is that really what's making you watch? Or are you watching because, hey, I want to watch the Indians, or I want to watch the Yankees, or whatever team it might be, right? And so, you know, I still think there'll be ways to sort of like delineate between playoff teams and you know, different markers of accomplishment from the regular season. But I hear your fears. I don't know if I'd be cool with 8, but expanding to 6, like,
I'm good with 6.
Has been proposed. I'm good with that.
I'm good with 6 as well. I think that should be the limit. I hate 8. I think 6 actually makes it better, because now you get buys in the first round, the true buys, which I think actually makes it better. I just think 8 is terrible, because it's too high a percentage of the league, and there's really, if you're the 1 or the 8, the only difference is one home game. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, unless you're divvied up differently. I mean, I would be fine in this particular year. I would have been fine with 16. I'd
right,
fine
for
with
this year,
sort of
sure, agreed.
Tournament style, yeah. You know?
Yes,
But moving forward, I like 6.
Yes, I agree with you. Ryan, good stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. And sorry about the technology. Who knows what's going on in
these things happen.
New York.
It's a wild time. Ryan, we appreciate it, man. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Ryan Rucco.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.